It's a little bit longer question, so we'll just stick with it. It goes like this. God must have a nasty mentality if he could only create nature where species eat each other. Is it a godly way? Could he not have come up with a better answer? Nice God, where are you? Wake up.
So there's a couple of questions in that question, I think. So the way I've addressed it is I've narrowed it down to four questions, and I'll talk about them in turn. So the first question would be, why do species eat each other? We'll then look at, well, has it always been that way? Then I'll look at, what is God doing about it? And then lastly, well, having said all that, what does it mean for you and me? So to start with, why do species eat each other? So in the first Bible, we're presented there with a description of animals starting to eat each other after what's called the worldwide flood. So that's in Genesis chapter 9. So if you think of a timeline, Genesis starts in chapter 1. God's made everything, the universe, first man and woman, Adam, everything. Perfect. And be told that man and woman, animals, were herbivores. They had some herbs. But it didn't stay that way. Because soon after man and woman decided to do their own thing and to go their own way and reject God's rules and his direction. And so at that point in time, which sounds like rebellion, and it was, lots of things changed. And one of the things that changed is that death, disease came into the world. About 1600 years went by. People multiplied, population grew, but they also grew in their wickedness and the bad things they were doing to everyone. And God got to the point where he'd had enough, and that's when he sent the worldwide flood I mentioned. And it was to try and cleanse the world of all this badness and effectively start again with one man called Noah and his family. They're the only people that survived. And that's in chapter 9 where he talks about, from now on, the animals, you'll eat the animals as food and the animals will eat each other. So that's the point at which species started to eat each other. So that's the first part of the question. So the second question is, was it always this way? So no, it wasn't, as I've just said before. The first couple of chapters of Genesis indicate that it wasn't that way, and that following the rebellion, things changed for the whole universe. So is God going to do anything about it? So pretty much the whole Bible talks about the story of what God's doing to fix the situation. In quite a few places, the Bible mentions one day in the future, God's going to set things right. It talks about, in a book called Isaiah, in chapter 65 there, verse 17, it tells of a place that's coming where death doesn't exist at all. In this place that's coming, wolves and lambs are going to graze together in the same field, and lions will eat grass. It sounds a bit unbelievable from what we know. In another part, in the second letter of Peter, chapter 3, and verse 13, it says that God's preparing a new heaven and a new earth, and there'll be no evil thing there. And then the last example I'll give you is out of the last book of the Bible, called Revelation. In chapter 21, and verse 4, it says, on that future day, God's coming, and he's going to wipe away every tear. There'll be no more pain, there'll be no more death, no more sadness. So God's going to fix the situation. Does it seem like he's taking his time? Possibly, but maybe he's being kind and patient and loving and giving us time. Because, by the way, part of the plan was Jesus coming, as people have mentioned. And he's part of this, the fixing situation that God's got in his plan. So then, what does that mean for you and me? So our natural reaction to animals attacking each other, or our natural reaction to suffering, as Wendy's talked about, it just doesn't feel that's the way it should be. And that's right. The Bible says that's right. It's not the way it was meant to be. So I hope I've given you in the Bible examples, some examples of why, explaining why the world is as it is. And what's in it for me is, well, hopefully you can take that and investigate for yourself to see is actually what the Bible says true. And so the conclusion of that long question, James, is that no, God doesn't have a nasty mentality at all. We're just in the middle of this plan that's being played out.